From the pageant in St. Louis, this is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Before the break, we met our contestants, Sheila and Amanda. Up next, we've got a literary game that is off the rails called Crazy Twain. It's a game designed to upset authors and rock stars everywhere by combining heavy metal and heavy-hitting literature. But first, let's check in with our contestants. Sheila, you once entered the National Chicken Cooking Contest.
I did.
With a made-up recipe.
Yes, okay. Very much so.
How'd it go?
I got a phone call one day during those dark stay-at-home mom years, and the person on the other line of the phone said, "Congratulations, you've been chosen to represent the state of Missouri in the National Chicken Cooking Contest." And I replied, "Did no one else enter?" And she was a little upset about that.
Yeah, sure.
So,
what was your made-up recipe? What did it involve?
Basically, it was everything that will stop your heart all in one dish.
And how did the judges like it?
Well, I didn't win, but I do have a silver plate bowl with my name and Missouri engraved in the side and this lovely, hideous shade of green sash that proclaims me the Missouri Chicken Cooking Contest representative.
Amanda, you visited Antarctica last year. So
yes. What,
I mean, I have never been. Give me something that stood out to you.
I got delayed for about 2.5 weeks. And when you're there for 30 days to try and get stuff done is a long time.
Yeah.
And so we've been delayed 2.5 weeks. We just get delayed and delayed and delayed. And finally we get this call and they say, "We have a plane, but you have to leave right now." And we're just like trying to hurry and everything. We're so excited to go out in the field. And our shuttle driver goes, "You're delayed. We're going to have to hang out at the airfield. We have a medevac coming from South Pole. And our whole field season's kind of gone to naught. But It's kind of okay because we saved Buzz Aldrin's life."
Wow.
So I just want to say, Buzz Aldrin, if you're listening, I love you. Thank you for getting me into science, but you owe me a plane.
Your next game is a music parody game about Mark Twain, and the points are doubled. Sheila, you're in the lead. Stay in the lead, and you're in the final round. Amanda, you need to get more points, or we will feed you to a Clydesdale. We weren't joking about that.
We are in St. Louis. Mark Twain's childhood home is just north of here, so we changed the lyrics of the Ozzy Osbourne song, Crazy Train. To be about things associated with Mark Twain, and we call this game Crazy Twain.
Yes, we do.
And I must tell you honestly that the title of the game is the primary reason that the game exists. So just ring in to tell me what I'm singing about. Here we go. Crazy to use my real name. Something more catchy increases my fame. They chose this the day I was born. My real first and last name, which sandwich Langhorne. Sheila.
Samuel Clemens.
Samuel Clemens is correct.
On the Mississippi, learning four from aft, I learned how to pilot this watercraft. A giant paddle wheel spinning around a shaft.
Sheila.
A riverboat.
A riverboat is the answer. This song is very high, everybody. I'm getting hazard pay for it, though, so don't worry.
Hazard pay?
Yeah, I get paid extra when it's too hot.
You cannot picture me without this thing. Big, white, and bushy on my lip. Upper lip.
Amanda.
A mustache.
A mustache, that's right.
Born a thing in the sky, I said when I came back is when I would die. It ended the way it began. The small cosmic snowball bookended my span.
Sheila.
Halley's Comet?
Yeah, that's right.
The Halley's Comet comes around the Earth every 75 years, including the year Mark Twain was born, 1835. Mark Twain predicted that he would die when it came back. He did.
Maybe he's an alien who came from the planet Halley's Comet. They dropped him off.
It's like,
picked him up.
My ride's coming back round. Yeah. It's like, until then, I'm going to be the most quotable person of all time. He's
probably going to grow one of those mustaches now that I think about it. This is your last clue.
It's a nasty habit, but nicotine me, please. These brown tobacco rolls put my mind at ease. I smoke so much my mustache smelled like these.
Amanda.
Cigarette? Cigar.
Cigarella.
Yeah, cigar is the answer. That's correct.
You didn't say the size.
That's true, I didn't say the size. You're absolutely right. Ophira, how did our contestants do in this game?
After two games, Sheila, congratulations. You are moving on to our final round.